Hello guys, welcome back to the podcast. So happy that you're here today with me. You were drawn to this episode for a reason. You were drawn to this podcast for a reason because law of attraction does not lie. So get comfortable. If you're driving, turn up the volume, open your windows, put that seat warmer on, get your coffee, set a vibe for yourself because we're really going to put you into the vibe and the frequency of growth and of your higher self and of really just showing up for yourself in a way where it's going to support your evolution, support your feeling good, support your magnetism, support your frequency and your energy. And let's do the damn thing. So I am really, really inspired by this episode, or I'm really inspired to create this episode because I recently went on a trip to New Jersey. And in the last episode, we talked about this idea of magnetism and how a huge part of being a magnet for good things, for good energy, good people, good opportunities, and an overall good experience of life is to feel good. However, we can't go on without mentioning the fact that our human self is human, and our human self is going to feel discomfort. It's going to feel misalignment, and we can't make ourselves wrong for that. However, we can be very intentional, and we can be very conscious of the energy that we're creating in our everyday. So last week we talked about this idea of magnetism, right? So a huge part of being a magnet for good things, for good energy, for good people, good opportunities, and just overall in a good experience of life is to feel good. And I mentioned New Jersey for a reason. So I went to New Jersey to look for apartments, and the apartment search has been a little difficult. It's been a little challenging, but there's no doubt within my body that's telling me, oh, it's not working out, or, you know, things are just not going to end up in your favor. And, you know, the challenges, they're there, and they feel very uncomfortable. And yes, I'm feeling discomfort in my body, but they're there for a reason, and things are organizing themselves to be in our favor, right? We need to find an apartment that matches all of our desires and all of our intentions, and it's taking some time. So we went to New Jersey to find an apartment because, as you guys know, or maybe you don't know yet, I live in Atlanta, Georgia, in this beautiful apartment that I've been living in for the last 2.5 years, and it's been absolutely incredible, and I just love every second of it. However, I'm away from family and friends back home in Jersey, and it's been too long, and I had the awakening of the importance of connection in my life this previous year, so we decided to move back, right? And in that, there's been a lot of difficulty and a lot of navigating certain challenges that I didn't really realize would be a thing. And there's just so many spiritual lessons within that. But yeah, so we went back to Jersey to find the apartment, and I wasn't in my own space. I wasn't in my own home, and I was navigating like a great deal of stress. And I happened to kind of just feel my frequency lower than it usually is. And I was kind of blaming it on the fact that I actually hated New Jersey. And yeah, there's a big part of me that does not like that state at all. And there was a really, really big part of me that was so proud of myself for moving away from there and really taking the leap to move to Atlanta. I love Atlanta. Atlanta is amazing. If you haven't visited it, you would definitely love it. But it's one of those things where I was so thankful for escaping. And now I'm like, oh, I'm moving back. This is interesting. And there's a part of me that's saying, like, this is not what you ultimately want. You wanted to move away from New Jersey, so it feels like a little bit of a downer. But then there's also a big part of me that's like, this is exactly what you need. This is exactly what you want. You want to be closer to friends and family. Like, you want to have that connection and stop. You don't want to miss out on family events anymore. You don't want to miss out on those memories of, you know, Mia growing up. Mia is Peter's niece, which is my niece because we're married, and I just love her so much. And, you know, we want to have a baby soon, so we need the support from our family and all the things. So that's what I ultimately want. But I found myself in this low frequency in Jersey where it's like I was kind of like in victim mentality of like, fuck this. And like the apartment hunting search there is insane. Like, if you're looking for an apartment there, you probably know what I mean. But it's not only is it insane when it comes to like the demand is very high in Hoboken and downtown Jersey City, and the rent prices are absolutely like higher than Atlanta, let's just say. We live in a very luxurious apartment right now, and it was a stretch and an edge for us when we agreed to pay this rent 2.5 years ago. But then we kind of like settled into it, and it was just like, okay, we can do this. This is perfect. And we took that leap. It was perfect. But now that we want to move to Hoboken, which is like, if you guys don't know what Hoboken is, it's right across the river from the city, New York City, Manhattan. So the demand is very high, and the rent prices are really high. And I didn't expect them to be as high as they are. So we're kind of just like navigating that. And we have a lot of desires when it comes to the standard of how we live, right? So I have this entire list of the things that I'm looking for in an apartment and in an environment when it comes to my living situation. And the standards are really high. So given that the market is the way it is, and you know, the demand is the way it is, the prices are the way they are, and I have this big list of desires and standards for how I want to live and the apartment that I want to live in, it's been a little difficult, but there's no doubt in me that it's all working out for me. But anyway, so that is, you know, creating a little stress because everything's either like out of our price range or kind of like just shitty quality compared to what we live in right now. And it's like, oh my God, what a downgrade, right? And it's like that perspective shift is so important in this situation where it's like, it's not a downgrade and we got to keep looking until we find something. And yes, it's not as beautiful as the apartment we live in now. And like the apartment that we live in now would be probably like no joke, like 7,000, 8,000 a month in Hoboken. Like I'm not even kidding. In USD, if you're listening, I live in the United States, obviously. Atlanta and New Jersey is what we're speaking about. But yeah, it's kind of one of those things where I had to really shift my perspective. But my point is here is that I was like blaming my circumstances and kind of feeling like a little sorry for myself and feeling like the negativity play itself out while I was in New Jersey and kind of just being like negative altogether. And then of course I would intentionally return back to positivity, but something just fell off in my body and in myself. And it always comes down to your energy, right? And when I think about it, it's like, what do I need right now? Like I asked myself, what do I need? And I knew it right away. It's like, I needed movement. Like I needed to work out. I needed to get back to my runs. I needed to go on my hot girl walks. I needed to lift weights. And I needed to be really in tune with my body when it came to those things. And I wasn't moving. I wasn't moving my body as much as I wanted to. I kind of like fell into the, oh, I'm not home, so I don't have my gym, and I don't have a car to go, you know, drive to whatever gym's around here. And like, oh, it's fucking freezing outside. That was another thing in Jersey. It was so cold, and it was like a shock to me because in Atlanta, it's so fucking nice. And spring started like 2 months ago, to be honest, still cold in Jersey. So I had a lot of excuses when it came to like the cold and blah, blah, blah. But when it comes down to it, there's nothing wrong. Like things weren't, like nothing was as bad as it actually seemed. Like when it came down to it, I really just needed an energetic reset. And I had to just ask myself, like, why am I not feeling good? It has nothing to do with anything external outside of me. Like what can I shift within me right now? And what can I attend to? How can I show up for myself? Like what do I need energetically? And when I asked myself those questions, it all came down to what I'm going to talk about today, which is like hydration. I felt like I was like super hydrated because the water quality that, you know, his parents had, we were staying with his parents, isn't that good, to be honest. So I just kind of like don't drink a lot of water, and I'm like kind of grossed out by it, and I feel like weird about the water. Movement, I didn't have a gym, it was cold outside. Nourishment, like we were eating out so much because we just weren't home, so we didn't have our own groceries and stuff like that. So I found myself eating like a lot of like bagels, and which is fine. I'm not a super big like, oh, clean eating only. I love to nourish my body without a doubt, but it just felt like I wasn't eating vegetables. I wasn't eating any fruits. Like I wasn't eating anything healthy, right? So I wasn't nourishing my body. I wasn't moving, right? So my digestion wasn't at its, you know, best because there was barely any fiber there. So I was super bloated. My embodiment practice, I wasn't really attending to. Like there was a lot of like a big part of my embodiment practice, you know, tapping into my body and emotional release is running. I was not running. Like, that is a big deal. So things started piling up. I wasn't releasing as much as I wanted to, and I wasn't like feeling different emotions and letting them, you know, escape my body the way I wanted to. So things were kind of piling up. Yeah. And just like, all of these things were off, right? So it's like, I'm using this as an example because I want you guys to really think about your life right now. Like, sometimes it's just really not that deep. Sometimes you really just need an energetic reset and some self-honesty. Ask yourself, like, why am I not feeling good right now? Like, there's nothing wrong with you. It's just that we have to go back to the basics of what it takes to actually feel good, and tying it back to the point of this podcast, which is like, we're magnetic when we feel good, right? And we're also acknowledging the fact that our human self, a lot of the times, is not going to feel good. It's not going to wake up feeling like everything is perfect. It takes conscious creation. It takes intention to be able to reset our energy and direct the energy into how we want to feel. I want you guys to really ask yourself, like, what is it that you can be doing right now to feel good? And there's no shame, right? It's just about being intentional and honest. And like, I really want you guys to listen to this, self-honesty. How can you be honest with yourself right now with where you can show up with more intention in your life and how you can really take care of yourself? Because for me, I had to be honest too. You know, my habits are on point, but I traveled and all of a sudden my habits were kind of all over the place. So like, that's where I need to pour in my energy into, right? Regardless of where I'm at, the habits need to be on point and I need to show up for myself and I need to not make excuses. You know, it's cold outside, whatever, get your fucking steps in, figure out a way to get to the gym. Love you, girl, but like, let's get this shit together, because now you find yourself in an energetic fucking down vibe, like your energy low frequency, and that's not the frequency we want to play in. That's not the standard for how we want to live our life, and we need to do something about that, and we need to be honest with ourselves. And I've gotten to a place where there's zero shame about it. Like, I can be honest with myself and tell myself, hey, like, you could have definitely gone on some walks while you were there. And I, towards the end of the trip, I started doing that because I was honest with myself. I was like, why am I not walking? Like, I'm gonna go walk. I went to the gym eventually. You know, so it's like, where is it that you need to be honest with yourself, and how, what part of you, look at the part of you that wants to shame yourself into, oh my God, like, I suck. Oh man, I can't believe I'm not doing this for myself. Oh my goodness. Like, there's so much work that I have to do to get myself to where I want to be. Like, why am I not evolved in this area? Right. It took work to get to where I am right now when it comes to not shaming myself, but I want you to be aware of that part of you that wants to shame yourself. Are you really in a deep hole or unhappy with your life, or do you just need to focus on hydration, movement, nourishment, showering? Right? Do you need a shower? Like, do you need to just shower to shift your energy? Self-care, digestion, right? Sunshine, do you need to get outside, get some fresh air? Do you need to just breathe? Like, people underestimate the power of breathing. You know, I am a huge breath work bitch. Like, I love that shit. My drug is air. Like, I breathe and I'm like, wow, I want more of this. Like, just take a deep inhale through your nose and feel that shit. That's medicine. That is medicine for your body. It's so healing in so many different ways. Right? So do you need to just breathe? Do you need to get outside? Do you need to take a walk? Do you need to connect with nature? Do you need to connect with your spiritual side, spiritual connection, sexual connection? Like, when's the last time you had an orgasm? Is this still recording? Let's make sure. Yes. Okay. When's the last time you had an orgasm? When's the last time you had like a sexual connection with your partner? Do you need to get into your embodiment practice? Do you need to like dance? Do you need to move your body? Do you need to like shake your body, run? Like, what do you need to release? Emotional release, energetic release. Do you need to just get ready and feel beautiful and feel good about yourself? And then one that gets underestimated a lot of the times is like that intentional time with yourself. Like, when's the last time you sat down to organize the energy of how you want to navigate your day, your week, your month, right? The power of intention. Like, where do you want to direct energy to go? Like, what do you want to create for yourself? Who do you want to be today? Who do you want to be tomorrow? Who do you want to be this month? What patterns are you kind of noticing that aren't supporting your next greatest evolution, your next level? And like, just being really intentional with how you're going to show up to this day, to this week, to this month, and organizing the energy that way. honestly, just talking about this is an example of how we can intentionally create that time for ourselves, right? We're asking ourselves, like, why am I not feeling good? And how can I feel good? How can I take care of my human self so that my higher spiritual self can thrive, so that I can be magnetic, so that my energy is in tune with what I want to create in my life, so that I can have room to really hear the guidance that's coming through. I can be a clear channel for inspired guidance for my next action step, for my higher self, right? Because when we're in those low frequencies, when we're not taking care of our human, we're not connected to our higher selves. So we can't really hear the guidance that's coming from our higher selves. It all comes down to holding a higher standard for how you want to experience your life. And it all starts with your human, with yourself. You can't go on to like do all this mindset work and really like try to manifest like your best life if you're not taking care of yourself. It doesn't work that way. Like, your needs start with your human, and that needs to be taken care of before you can even think about connecting to your higher self. Your desires, like what you want to create, and like just see the magic in the world. Like, it's really difficult to see the magic of the world when you're not taking care of yourself. Like, I today, you know, took care of myself. I got ready. I listened to a really expansive training from one of my favorite mentors. I showered, I did my skincare, I did my oral care, I had my latte, I journaled a bit, I connected with gratitude, I went on a walk, I ran, and that shit was amazing because it released so much from my body. I'm gonna have a nourishing breakfast after this podcast, right? I'm taking care of myself, and I'm looking out the window right now and I see magic, I see potential, I see what most people don't see. I see this beautiful universe of so much fucking potential to create whatever I desire, so much magic. Like, the frequency is so high right now and I'm able to see it. And nothing is changing about the world, right? Nothing, everything is the same. It's just the frequency that I'm in that allows me to view the world through the lens of magic, potentiality, intention, expansion. Everything is working for me. My desires are mine for a reason. I'm on the path. Divine timing. The entire universe is orchestrating and like literally conspiring to make my dreams come true. I'm fully protected. Like, literally how I see the world is that. And it's very difficult to see the world, and that's your higher self, right? It's very difficult to see the world like that when you're not taking care of yourself. So where are you not taking care of yourself? Like I said, it all comes down to holding a higher standard for how you want to experience your life, right? When we're in momentum, we create happiness for ourselves. Forward movement equals happiness, right? And there's two routes. We can either be on an upward spiral or a downward spiral. And an upward spiral is, you know, when one action step leads to another. When you show up for yourself and you're, it's like just compounding upward. You're like, okay, I wanted to walk. Ooh, let me go on a run. Ooh, I went on a run. Let me eat healthy. Ooh, I ate healthy. Oh, awesome. I feel myself, you know, getting slimmer or leaner or less bloated. Ooh, I want to do this again tomorrow. Oh, how can I add to that? Oh my God, you know, I'm feeling so good. I'm going to read a book. Oh, I'm feeling so good. Like, I'm going to show some gratitude for my life. Oh, I'm feeling so good. It's spilling into my relationship, right? That's an upward spiral. And a downward spiral is just when our, you know, lack of movement, our fear compounds, where we're just not showing up for ourselves. We're choosing the thing that's not in alignment with where we want to go. We're choosing to binge eat when we know our biggest goal right now is to fucking lose weight. We're choosing to skip the gym when we know our biggest goal right now is to move our bodies and to, you know, get leaner and to feel good within. We're hanging around friends who feed us negative thoughts, who feed us negative vibes, who don't support us, who treat us like shit. And we know our overall desire is to have fulfilling relationships, right? That is downward spiral. That is like just not showing up for yourself. That is just like letting that energy compound. And I think people overcomplicate what it takes to get yourself to be in an upward spiral. Like, it literally just takes a decision. It's really not that hard. It takes a decision, one decision to get yourself on an upward spiral, a decision to go outside and take a walk, a decision to go to the gym for 10 minutes even, 10 minutes is not fucking enough. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to like fluff this up. Like, you want to be at the gym for a longer time. But if 10 minutes is what is it's going to take to get you in there, then let's do that. Because we're on an upward spiral. Remember, like tomorrow, you're going to want to do 20. And even if you don't want to do 20, you're going to fucking make yourself do 20 because you know that that is part of the upward spiral. And that is literally what it takes to get yourself to where you want to be. And yes, there's resistance. Yes, there will be resistance, but you need to become the person who can move through resistance. And that is super powerful. I'm going to say that one more time. You need to become the person who can move through resistance because resistance is going to be there, right? So choose your spiral, upward or downward, and don't complicate what it takes to be on an upward spiral. Like, I'm on an upward spiral right now after being on a downward spiral in New Jersey. I just got back yesterday. I took the longest nap when we got back, and then I woke up and I felt the energy of the downward spiral. I felt it. I'm like, ugh, I just want to not go to the gym. I haven't ran in a really long time. I haven't, you know, been on the treadmill in a long time. I haven't really lifted since the last time I lifted in Jersey, which was like now 4 days ago, yesterday. I felt like I was in a downward spiral, but I made the decision to get ready really fast and just go to the gym really fast. Like, to just get on a walk, to get moving. I did a short lift and a short walk, but it got me into the movement of an upward spiral. And then today, I woke up really early. I did all the things I added. Like, I went on a run. Yesterday, I didn't do a run. I just did a walk. I went on a longer walk. Today, I'm going to go to the gym and get, like, a really good leg workout with, like, barbells and stuff. So do you see how the energy just compounds and it's just, you just feel so good about yourself. Your confidence goes up just by showing up for yourself and making a decision and then letting it build over time, right? There's so much magic in that. And I want you guys to really take that in because we overcomplicate everything. We feel like our blocks, we're so blocked. We're energetically drained. Like, things are so hard. Oh my God, how are we ever going to get to our destination? We feel like it's so far away, but it's really not. It's really not that far, right? And as this month comes to an end, I want you to take a second, and by second, I mean 20 minutes in your journal or your notes app to celebrate all that you've done in April, right? Maybe it was a mindset you subscribed to in a hard moment, like a perspective shift, a decision you made once or twice that made you feel in alignment with your higher self. And knowing that, that decision is always available to you. Maybe it was a pattern you dissolved that you thought you'd never get past. Maybe it was a manifestation that you just brushed off and didn't acknowledge. Or you blamed it on a coincidence or something like that. Or maybe it was an identity shift or a clear difference in the way you experience life in your day to day. Like, what are you proud of? A lot of the times we tell ourselves, I don't know what I'm proud of. I remember, like, there's, you know, sometimes with clients, I ask them, what are you grateful for? Why are you proud of yourself? Things like that. And sometimes, not all of them, the people who are less conscious than the other ones, and that's, there's nothing to be ashamed about. It's just that there's some work that needs to be done to be able to tap into your full power and to be able to see who you are and how powerful you are and to be conscious and aware of your everyday movements, right? To be able to even remember what you accomplished. It takes a lot of self-awareness, but sometimes, you know, people say, I don't know. Yeah, you do know. So ask yourself, what have you accomplished this week? And it's not, or this month, it's not only about like, oh, I made this much money, right? Like I said, I gave you a bunch of examples. Maybe it wasn't your ultimate goal that you reached, but how did you show up for yourself? And celebrate that. A lot of the times we're so caught up in what we didn't do that we don't even take the time to acknowledge what we did do. And how do we expect to keep doing and showing up if we don't receive acknowledgement from ourselves, right? Like, what part of you thinks you're going to keep showing up if the part of you, if that part of you never gets acknowledgement or recognition, right? We're modeled external validation from a very young age. Where it's like, we got an A, yay, you did an A. Oh, we walk, yay. Like, everything you do as a child is like acknowledged and praised and you clap. And I see it in myself too with my niece. She's two. She does one thing and I'm like, you are so smart and perfect. I love you. Right? We don't get that as an adult. But we have to understand that we got that as children because we were being modeled. The external validation was a model for what we were meant to do for ourselves. Like, we are now responsible for giving ourselves that validation. It's internal validation. we're supposed to cheer ourselves on. And it feels funny because we were so used to getting it from other people, and now all of a sudden no one's clapping for us. Well, this is your sign to start doing it for yourself and to really reflect on April. I want you to really take this episode to heart. Like, I need you guys to really ask yourself where you can make yourself feel better, where you can show up for yourself better, where you're not showing up for yourself. And I need you to write a list of everything that you're proud of when it comes to how you showed up for yourself in April. And if you can't think of anything, ask yourself, like, what if I knew? How would I answer this question? If I knew with certainty that I was proud of myself, how would I answer this question? And come up with things. You'd be very surprised, and you're gonna feel so good. And that is part of the upward spiral, right? That is part of the momentum. Forward movement is recognizing how far you've come. Acknowledging and recognition and feeling gratitude is the easiest way to match the feeling of what you're creating. So what is this month going to become in history for you? What is this next upcoming month going to become in history for you? Are we setting intentions for our new month? Because May is coming, right? May is coming. So what are you co-creating with the universe when it comes to, like, how we're going to show up in May, what we get to create in May? Who are we going to be in May? What is the intention for May? Because literally when you do that, you organize energy in your favor to make that happen. And you activate the co-creation process. So happy motherfucking May. I mean, it's April 28th, but this has been a beautiful month when it comes to just growth and evolution, as always for me, because that's how I live my life. And I want you guys to do the same. You know, it's been difficult. There's been a lot of challenges, but I've learned so much. It's just information. Anything that comes through for you when you're doing the exercise of answering the question, why am I not feeling good, and how can I be intentional with feeling good, and what areas can I really tend to and take care of my human? When you're answering that, think of it as information. It's not that deep. It's really not that deep. Neutrality is huge in personal development. Be neutral and take that first step towards feeling good, because when you feel good, you're magnetic. And when you're magnetic, you're a match for all of your fucking desires, and you're a match for hearing the guidance from your higher self and being connected to magic, okay? Okay, I love you guys so much. Thank you for joining me today, and I appreciate you. Please, if you love this episode, screenshot it, tag me, and share on your story so we can get the show out to more people. Leave a review, rating if you haven't yet. Share it with a friend. Do all the things. I love you with all of my heart deeply, and I'm very thankful for your support. I will see you next week.